Début du dialogue 19.
Every day, ordinary people like you and me are encouraged or enticed to turn to the web for an ever-widening range of activities. Our electricity supplier encourages us, for the sake of the environment, to stop receiving paper bills and sign up for electronic ones. E-tailers tell us that buying online is more environmentally friendly than shopping at traditional retail stores. Internet specialist Keith Burns is here today to tell us what lies behind all this apparent environmental friendliness.
The average citizen may tend to believe that the paperless web is the best solution to achieve an eco-friendly environment, but he's generally unaware of all that it takes to meet his expectations. In fact, the physical realities of data are very different from the mythology of the internet, where lives are lived in the virtual world and all manner of memory is stored in the cloud.
Today we seem to have infinite power at a click at all times of the day and night and at negligible cost to download, store and exchange data. Books several hundred pages long, the hundreds of photos taken on holiday, full-length films, multiple CDs, the list is endless.
The complexity of a basic internet transaction is a mystery to most users. Sending a message with videos or photographs to a neighbour could involve a trip through hundreds or thousands of miles of internet conduits and multiple data centres before the email arrives across the street. People have got into the habit of sending huge data files back and forth, but they have no sense that data is physical or that storing it uses up space and energy.
It's true that we ordinary everyday users expect an instantaneous response at every click of a mouse. So what does make all this instantaneous internet activity possible?
To support the explosion of digital activity, there are now more than 3 million data centres of varying sizes worldwide.
I had no idea there were so many. And I can't say I've ever even seen one as I've travelled around the country.
For security reasons, companies' data centres are housed in anonymous buildings and vigilantly protected. And typically, companies are careful not to reveal their locations. But the data centres are certainly there, and all of them are using huge amounts of energy.
How much energy?
A single data centre can take more power than a medium-sized town. Worldwide digital warehouses use about 30 billion watts of electricity, which is roughly equivalent to the output of 30 nuclear power plants. Data centres in the United States account for about a quarter to a third of that total.
I'm astounded. Why do they consume so much energy?
A data centre manager must ensure that his centre can provide an instantaneous response to any click of a mouse, no matter how many of these clicks arrive simultaneously. He must also ensure that his data centre never crashes, and as a result, these data centres waste 90% or more of the electricity they use.
What justifies that?
At data centres on average, only 6 to 12% of the electricity powering the servers is used to perform computations. The rest is essentially used to keep the servers idling and ready in case of a surge in activity, so that they can meet users' expectations of an instantaneous response to the click of a mouse. Companies would be putting their business at risk if they failed to meet those expectations.
And if the power supply fails?
To guard against power failure, data centres have banks of diesel generators as well as backup batteries that need permanently to be fully charged. They also have to prevent overheating. And large industrial cooling systems are indispensable to do this. As I said, a data centre must never crash. All this is required to deal with the stupendous amounts of data set in motion each day as people download movies on iTunes, check credit card balances, buy products on Amazon, post on Twitter, or read newspapers online.
Fin du dialogue 19.